You're listening to the CallToCome.org podcast, reaching the nations to help the bride of Jesus get ready. Now let's listen to today's message with our hosts, Call to Come.
Dear victorious and radiant bride of Jesus, what do you hear? Yesterday, we continued our study on the bride in the wilderness and looked at how we can learn from our Lord's preparation and temptations in the wilderness because we believe the bride will become like the bridegroom in every way, and therefore she will undergo the same trials that he did. In particular, we looked at the first temptation, which was to turn the stones to bread. So let's continue from there. The trials Jesus faced were centered on who Jesus was as the Son of God. Satan's challenge was, if you are the Son of God. In each test, Jesus had the right to what was being offered. He had the right to the kingdoms being shown him. And Scripture did say that the angels would bear you up so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. And to eat, Jesus had completed a 40-day fast. Notice that the trial didn't come during the fast, but after. This is much harder, not when you're in the middle of doing something, but when you finished. Surely it would be okay now. Now that you have done this for God or completed this assignment, surely that earns some sort of right, doesn't it? Satan appealed to the identity of our Lord to use his power and his ability to meet his physical need. But the point is this: proving who he was wasn't about what he could do, but what he chose not to do. It was because he didn't turn the stones to bread that proved who he really was. That he was living to a different rhythm. His diet was the word, the manna from heaven, the spiritual sustenance that comes from the mouth of God his Father. In Matthew 9:15 it reads, "And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then they shall fast." As his bride, we too must learn this bridal fast. We will not live by bread alone. Life for the bride is not about satisfying the cravings of the flesh or the pangs of human desire. She has come to dwell in the bridal chamber. "The King has brought me into his bridal chamber." Song of Songs 1 verse 4. To prepare herself and be beautified, she demonstrates her bridal identity by the things that she doesn't do. Her appetite, her craving, is not physical but spiritual. In every physical need, she is learning to hear the voice of her bridegroom. His lips are lilies, dripping liquid myrrh. Wow! Song of Songs 5:13. His lips are lilies, dripping liquid myrrh. His voice like the sound of many waters. Revelation 1:15. Oh, that we may learn this essential principle. To hear his voice like rolling thunder, the Lion of Judah roars. We have his attention. There is nothing that he withholds from his bride. We can ask him for anything. When our heart is bridal and our words are scented with myrrh. Yes, it is to the wilderness that we are drawn for no other reason than to be romanced and to learn the lessons of the bride that can only happen in this secret place. What do you see? What do you hear? If you were to look up, you would see that the stars are brighter in the desert. If you were to listen, you would hear the words of the lover speaking tenderly. Then when our cravings are silenced and our appetites full, when we are contented in his love, in his majesty, and in the absence of all else, then we have truly entered into the bridal chamber and another tier of myrrh is gathered. It is here that the Lord will give you back your vineyard, and the valley of trouble he will turn into a door of hope. Hosea 2, verse 14, 15. May the Lord bless you today. Maranatha.